This is Magic with a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Small Peeps and Paul Richard on the topic of Magic's Big Adventure, Volume 7. I've been following the thread. I mean, yeah, I've been watching as it's been progressing, and it's just cool to see this discussion just getting played out. And Small Peeps, I'm totally with you on the idea. Just this is what skepticism is all about. Ask those questions. Ask the hard questions. Paul, Brother Avadar, this is great to see an opportunity for you to be able to address some of these questions. And in every situation like this, where, you know, where these discussions and debates and dialogues come up, the potential for getting a little closer to the truth is always there. I think one of the things that's important to remember, you know, Small Peeps, I mean, you know, Paul has a lot of things to say, as you can see, and, you know, he's not always right, but he's got some pretty cool ideas, and that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy my association with him. But that's the thing. It's an association, and, you know, I think your point, you know, the whole thing with the cult stuff, it's like, yeah, you know. I think it really sends the wrong message, because this is not what that's about. Free thinking is the rule of the day here. No, actually, I'd say that's the eternal rule, really. But I just wanted to kind of chime in some of my own opinions on all this. And and by the way, the whole thing with you know, Paul and some of his past life existences and stuff like that, you know, in my meditations, I, you know, believe, you know, there's always got to be some uncertainty here, that I sensed him. And one of the interesting things about that, when I sensed him, I remember my thought too, like, Paul has a very interesting spirit, and you know, I was pretty sure it was him. I could be wrong. You know how these things can be. But I just remember thinking, here comes the mothership. Kind of tag. It's just like a sensing of Paul. And one of the things I carried away from that was this feeling that he used to be a priest. And I was thinking, like, maybe a long time ago, too, a priest, a long time ago, like in Atlantis or something. And that was kind of my thinking, that he was like a powerful priest. But I wasn't thinking like Christianity. I was thinking more like something older, even, and that he had done something naughty, you know, like called down the wrath of God kind of thing, you know. And I was thinking, well, maybe, you know, he was involved in the fall of Atlantis. And that was kind of my impressions coming away from what I was trying to, quote unquote, kind of sense, you know, Paul, Brother Avadar's spirit. And that may or may not be related to this whole Saul of Tarsus thing and all that. And I don't know, but I just thought it was interesting, because I didn't know about the Saul stuff, the Saul of Tarsus stuff, you know, Paul the Apostle thing. And, you know, it's we have to accept there's a degree of uncertainty with all this. Just like me and Rousseau, it's like, yeah, maybe, but maybe not. You know, it could just be the power of suggestion. You know, Paul be the first to tell you we can be wrong about almost anything. Actually, I would like to amend that to say we can be wrong about everything. And the more I have meditated, the more I come to realize that a lot of the things that we consider to be absolute truths and solid reality are just prisons of illusion. I wanted to talk some about this whole notion of group entities. And by the way, you know, the Society of Light has philosophy that, you know, individuality and free thought, you know, and pursuing, you know, the golden rule and a path of light, which is basically the path of love, that these are good things. These are value judgments also. These are not, you know, everybody has their path to walk. And as I like to say, we all walk paths of light and darkness. So even though we can aspire to be as noble and good and as strong in the light as possible, we will fail now and then. But it's still a good goal, I think. It's a good thing to shoot for. The notion of group entities, and, you know, Society of Light, we're rather down on the group entity thing, but, you know, as society is. I'm of the opinion, though, that it's not that group entities are not necessarily a bad thing. My own theory on them and feelings are that group entities are a survival mechanism that spirits use. I mean, if you think about it, particularly where they really come in handy, if you think about what the spirit world is like, and really all the spirit world is, it's just a different state of being from what we're in now. And this is really, it's really not that much different from where we are now. It's just a different phase, a different plane, if you will. You got the good guys and you got the bad guys, and they tend, you know, the bad guys will tend to gang up on you, you know, when you die and you transition into another state. You know, as I've said before, do you want a bunch of demons coming to get you, or do you want a bunch of angels coming to get you? And the main thing that distinguishes them is intent. You know? And we don't like to think, you know, it's a society of freedom of thought, for volition, is a very strong society of light principle, volition. And every spirit has that. Volition is, in fact, one of the things that defines us as individual spirits. So when you get into a group entity, you're kind of giving that up. And, I talk about the great divide and partisanship and brainwashing and all that. That's basically what group entities are in the spirit world. It's just like political parties in a way, where everyone gets on the same wavelength and they're all repeating the same things, you know. And that's basically a group entity in a nutshell, you know. And you can think of them as being all combined, but really what group entities are, as far as I can tell, are spirits that simply are so in tune with one another that they are indistinguishable, that they almost, you know, compose kind of like a hive mind. But the truth is, all the individuals are still there, and they still break up, and they can still split up. So they never really actually truly become a single spirit, but they can seem that way because they are so in tune with one another. And that's kind of my theory on those. And like I was saying, it's not necessarily bad. You know, there's a lot, like, for example, you know, I've sensed all kinds of things in that department in Christians. You know, I got relatives and friends that are Christians, and there are strong Christian group entities out there. And for their members, Christian group entities are good. They're actually a pretty good deal. If you're willing to buy the doctrine, you know, they'll take care of you. The angels will come and get you when you die, and you'll go to a nice, happy place where everyone's happy. What's bad about that? Yeah, you know, the reason solists tend to be kind of down on it is because you don't tend to grow spiritually in that kind of a situation. You just tend to kind of follow the pack, and it's sort of a herd mentality kind of existence. What solists try to do is kind of strike out more as individuals and try and learn more about the nature of things. And that's rather contrary to the goals of most group entities. You know, it doesn't benefit group entities to discover new things. The status quo is what benefits group entities. And then group entities, another thing to bear in mind about them is they fight each other. You know? And not even just the good guys versus the bad guys. There's competition between so-called good group entities and other group entities. And look at the conflict of religions and stuff that we see in the world. These things are reflected in the spirit world, too. I mean, it's not coincidence. There are, you know, Christian group entities, there are Muslim group entities, there are Jewish group entities, there are pagan group entities, and you name the religion, they're out there, you know, and there's plenty of them, and there's a lot of different flavors. And same thing with, you know, the Satanism and all the devil worship and the demon worship and all that kind of stuff. And there's a bunch of those, too, a lot of different kinds of cults and, you know, what could be called dark religions that worship demons and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of them get discussed on Above Top Secret. So, you know, it's kind of in line with the kind of things we talk about. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of chime in. And by the way, just comment on just how pleased I am to see this kind of discussion going on in the thread here. And I'm sure I'll want to comment on some more things more specifically, but I just wanted to say, you know, kudos to both of you. Kudos to both of you, Small Peeps and Paul Richard, for fleshing some of this stuff out. And Small Peeps, I encourage you to keep asking those questions, those hard questions. You know, like you pointed out, you know, a good foil is worth a lot more than tin foil. All right, well, this is Magic droning on way too long. And AboveTopSecret.com, member podcast reply to Small Peeps and Paul Richard, alias Brother Avatar, on the topic of Magic's Big Adventure, Volume 7. Until next time, may love and light mark your path. Take care.